I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. Today, we're going to be listening to the music of the American West Coast singer-songwriter David Crosby. David Crosby, his composition Long Time Gone from his 1969 album with Crosby, Stills, and Nash. So Darkest Before the Dawn, it appears to be a long time. That was such an amazing composition for David Crosby. He's always been very politically active, and he has very strong opinions, and he's always taken advantage of the position that he has as such a popular and well-known artist to speak his mind. In the same way that his bandmates have done, Neil Young and Stephen Stills and Graham Nash. That song, Long Time Gone, is the title of an autobiography that David Crosby just released. It was published on DeCapo Press in 2005. His autobiography is entitled Long Time Gone, and he has had an amazing life as one of the most active musicians in the American scene. You know, he was born out in California, and he's such a West Coast child. But in the early 60s, like so many other singer-songwriters, he migrates to Greenwich Village down in New York, down in the village in New York, you know. And, I mean, everybody's there. Bob Dylan is there, and he meets a man, a Jim Dixon, who is in the circles on the folk scene, and later that Jim Dixon becomes the manager of the Byrds. David Crosby records a solo demo in New York in 1963. He meets this guy, Jim Dixon. He heads back to California, and he starts the band The Byrds in 1963 with Roger McGuinn. He was Jim McGuinn at the time. Chris Hillman on bass and Gene Clark. And The Byrds, Jim Dixon is their manager, and he gets a hold of a real early acetate demo of Bob Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man. And The Byrds get a copy of that record before it's released to the public, and they do a cover of it. And that catapults them into stardom. So their first album, The Byrds, they did an album called The Fifth Dimension. And David Crosby only wrote a couple of tracks on that album, but he was one of the composers on one of their most famous recordings, 8 Miles High. And I thought it would be great to listen to two tracks from The Byrds' early recordings that David Crosby wrote, 8 Miles High, and then from their 1967 album, Younger Than Yesterday, we're going to be hearing the David Crosby song, Everybody Has Been Burned. And the thing about 8 Miles High, it's a real signature sound that they got, and the vocals and the harmonies and the melody, that's David Crosby. The guitar sound, McGuinn is playing a 12-string guitar, and he got that from the Beatles. George Harrison plays a 12-string guitar for the first time on a rock and roll record on their Hard Day's Night. So this is, you know, mid-60s. Let's listen to it. The Byrds, 8 Miles High, followed by Everybody Has Been Burned, David Crosby.
Their ground, rain, gray town, no anyone in this place can tell you to your face why you shouldn't try to love someone. Everybody knows everybody knows, and me, I know that door that shuts just before you get to the dream.
Everybody has been burned. That is David Crosby with the Byrds. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. So that was from their Younger Than Yesterday album, a 1967 album. And you know, when we listen to a lot of solo artists here, solo singer-songwriters, but oftentimes, you know, when you get more than one songwriter in a band, tensions start to develop. I mean, you see that all the time. And sure enough, there's tension going on in the Byrds in 1967. You know, they have different ideas. For one thing, the Byrds really have been recording a mixture of traditional arrangements of folk songs and original material. And David Crosby just wants to record original material at this point. And McGuinn doesn't totally agree with that. And they are actually playing at the Monterey Pop Festival in 1967. And on the same bill with the Byrds is another band, Buffalo Springfield, right? With Neil Young and Stephen Stills. And so Neil Young misses that performance. He's sick or something. And Stephen Stills asks David Crosby, hey, would you sit in with Buffalo Springfield? And so he does at the Monterey Pop Festival. Well, that doesn't really go down very well with the other guys in the band. And before you know it, they actually fired David Crosby from the Byrds. I mean, you know, animosity runs high. So what's going to happen next? You know, the thing that I must say about David Crosby is he has such a signature style, but he's an amazing collaborative musician, because even though that breakup happened in 67, you know, he goes back in 1973 and he does another album with the Byrds. It seems like he is willing to forgive and forget and move on, and he's really interested in developing the music. So, okay, there we are. He's been fired from the Byrds. It's June 67. In March of 68, he and Stephen Stills start getting together. And Graham Nash quits his famous band, the Hollies. And before you know it, Crosby, Stills, and Nash are singing together. And they worked very quickly, because when they did the Woodstock Festival It was the second time that they'd ever performed live together. So, you know, this year, actually August 31st this year, 2010, Crosby, Stills & Nash is coming back. They're going to be at the Bethel Woods Performing Arts Center in concert again this summer. So it's totally a lifetime career. We heard a song at the very top of the show, Long Time Gone, which was from their debut album, their 1969 album, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Let's listen to another track. This one is called Guinevere. And the thing that's really noticeable is, you know, that song we just heard by the Byrds, that dreamy, lyrical, slow style that Crosby has. Guinevere is a perfect statement of that signature David Crosby type of sound. And after we listen to Guinevere, we're going to hear another track from the following year. Crosby, Stills, and Nash released an album with Neil Young, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. And it was called Deja Vu. And David Crosby wrote the title track for that album. So we're going to listen to David Crosby's Deja Vu. So first, let's start with Guinevere, Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Wandered aimlessly underneath an orange tree. Why can't she see me? By the bay, yesterday. Seagulls circle endlessly, I sing in silent harmony. We shall be free.
David Crosby. Deja Vu, his composition from the Crosby, Stills, and Nash album in 1969. They were very successful. They were working together very well, but they decided that they needed to take a little break, Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young, and they all went off to work on their own solo projects. And in 1971, David Crosby did his very first solo album, and it is a landmark album to me. It is so timeless. I listen to this album even now, and it's one of those things, it's like an amazing oil painting that you have on your wall. You look at it, and you look at it for years, and it changes for you, and it still gives you the sense of meaning. And Crosby's music is so deep, and the poetry and the lyricism of the things that he says. This album is entitled If I Could Only Remember My Name, which it captures so much of the feeling, you know, we've all been here before. And he's always talking about that hidden, mystical side of life in his lyrics and in the way he sings. It's very incredible. This album, If I Could Only Remember My Name, oh my God, it's like a portrait of the musical scene in California at the time. Not only is Graham Nash and Neil Young on the album with him, but the Grateful Dead, Phil Lesh, Bill Kreutzmann, Jerry Garcia, his brother Ethan Crosby is on this album. The Jefferson Airplane, Jack Cassidy and Paul Kantner, Grace Slick, Joni Mitchell is on this album. I mean, Yorma Cowan is on this album. It's an amazing work, but it is still a David Crosby record. He writes all the music on it. So let's listen to some of this music. We're going to be listening to, what are we going to be listening to here? You know, I wanted to point out, in case you've noticed, this is all vinyl for you today. I actually only have the most recent stuff on CD, but these are all my vinyls, complete with the original static and everything. So we're going to be listening to Cowboy Movie from If I Could Only Remember My Name. We'll be listening to a couple of tracks from this album. David Crosby. You know that's a
dynamite or say. Yeah. What's your name, sweet little Indian girl? Said, Raven, it's your luck. Shut your mouth.
David Crosby from his 1971 solo album, If I Could Only Remember My Name. Well, my name is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF award-winning hydro-powered radio. All right, so after he did that solo album in 71, you know, he continues to perform and write with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, whatever the tensions are with all of these hyper-talented people in the same room. They keep working together. In 1977, Crosby, Stills, and Nash did an album. And then he did another album with Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young in 1988 called American Dream. We're going to be listening to a David Crosby composition from that album called Compass. That was in 1988. And the year right after that, he did another solo album called Oh Yes I Can, the David Crosby solo album from 1989. We're going to be listening to a track from that album called Drive My Car. And, you know, the thing about Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young is that over the years, they've continued to collaborate even more after 2000, maybe, than during the 80s and 90s, because there was full-scale Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young tours in 2000, in 2002, in 2006. And did I mention Crosby, Stills, and Nash are going to be at Bethel Woods this summer on August 31st? All right, so let's listen to a couple of more David Crosby compositions from the American Dream album, followed by Drive My Car from the Oh Yes I Can album. David Crosby.
In a blindfold, tenfold more than I've invested now in sight. Clouds of doubt are cut asunder by the light. from the compass of my heart. I have blown the frantic flight of bat wings. Like a fish out of the water.
Drive, 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 drive
David Crosby, Drive My Car, from his 1989 solo album, Oh Yes I Can. My name is Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. David Crosby continues to write and perform. We're going to be listening to a couple of tracks from an album he did with Graham Nash, Crosby and Nash, in 2004. This is a very recent release. And he's performing a song that he wrote with his son, James Raymond, called Luck Dragon. We're also going to be listening to another political statement from David Crosby from the Crosby and Nash album. This is called They Want It All. So we'll be listening to both of those tracks. You know, it's interesting that Crosby actually formed a band with his son called CPR, Crosby, Jeff Pivar, and James Raymond. When David Crosby was 21 years old back in 1962, he fathered a child, and the child was adopted out. But at some point in his life, he's reconnected with his son. So I thought it might be nice to hear a composition that he wrote together with his son. So first we'll be hearing They Want It All, followed by a little bit of Luck Dragon from Crosby, David Crosby, and Nash from their 2004 release, They Want It All.
Thank you. loud voices calling and the smell of steam. The kings amongst the commoners, but someone has to steer. Streamers and cannon fire, distant to the ear. Drivers leave their wheels, the workmen leave their tools, and the white ball hangs, and the red ball falls, the lucky dragon flies tonight. The last stop on some journey to reach a far off sea. Who will fall in battle? Who will be the first to flee? And voices here right next to me, yet somehow distant too. Echoes bouncing off the wall with the meaning.
Gary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. I hope you enjoyed the program. Check in with me again now and then next week, Tuesday, 1 p.m.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Bel Air Music Festival, home to rock, bluegrass, country, Broadway, jazz, opera, and more, belairmusic.org, and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH Monticello, New York, and streaming online at wjffradio.org. It's 2 o'clock, coming up, Alternative Radio.